Israel exchanged heavy fire with the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah early today. This latest fighting increases fears of a widening war in the region, even as parties meet to try to reach a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Families in Gaza are struggling as Israel's assaults continue. There are nearly daily evacuation orders, which Israel's military says are necessary to protect civilians. But the UN says the constant displacement puts residents more at risk, especially those with critical medical needs. NPR's producer Anas Baba in Gaza and NPR's Jane Arraf have this story of a family trying to care for a severely ill child under these conditions.
It's hard to hear a child cry in pain, particularly for the Al-Najjar family in Deir al-Balah. They've spent almost 3 years caring for their daughter Mina, and now they're faced with being pushed from their home. When Mina and her twin sister Sahar were born a month premature, Gaza's hospitals were struggling but still functioning. The vein to her liver was blocked when she was born. She was bleeding internally and couldn't absorb milk. Her mother, Naveen Al-Najjar, says the girl had chronic diarrhea. Sometimes she would lose consciousness. The couple has 3 children. But when producer Anas Baba visits their modest home, he says it's clear Mina needs full-time care.
She cannot walk. She cannot sit. She never stops crying.
Mina needed a liver transplant. She got one in April in Gaza. But there were complications, and now she needs follow-up surgery and critical care unavailable in Gaza's healthcare system destroyed in the war. And then in May, Israel shut the crossing from Gaza to Egypt. And now Naveen Al-Najjar says they're stuck.
When the doctor did the transplant, the crossings were open. But after the operation, he told us that we had to travel and the crossings were closed.
Israel took over the border crossing, saying it was targeting Hamas militants. Then Egypt shut its side of the frontier, too. There are more crossings out of Gaza, but Israel denied access to patients through those as well. For 3 months, not a single medical evacuation case was allowed out, according to the UN's health agency. Tarek Haylat is with the U.S.-based Palestine Children's Relief Fund.
There's so many children that have been accepted that could have been receiving medical care outside. A lot of children that could have been alive are no longer alive because of that closure of that border.
In July, Israel's Supreme Court ordered the government to organize regular medical evacuations. But so far, the Israeli government has allowed out only 106 patients out of 12,000 on the waiting list, according to the UN. Israel has not responded to repeated requests for comment. Meanwhile, Mina keeps getting worse. Dressed in a unicorn tank top, she lies nestled against her mother, her dark curls damp with sweat. Her tiny body is covered in bruises from so many needles. Her mother says Mina cries any time they leave the house, afraid it's a trip to the hospital. Unlike her healthy twin and her older brother, the little girl wants only to stay home. I tell her I want to go to the beach. Will you go with me? She says, no, bye, says Naveen Al-Najjar. The constant care Mina needs has worn the parents down. The ever-present sound of drones buzzes overhead. As Mina's parents change her bloody bandages. Her mother says they're obsessed with watching out for the little girl.
We fear for her from even the slightest breeze and don't let her fall. My whole family immediately gets anxious and rushes to help her if there's any minor bump.
The family is waiting out the best they can what are very slim chances of being medically evacuated from Gaza. Israel now is ordering residents to evacuate their city neighborhood by neighborhood. Mina's father, Abdullah, tells us with the chaos and dangers of displacement, he worries his fragile daughter won't survive. With producer Anas Baba in Gaza, I'm Jane Arraf, NPR News.